Are you struggling to regain sustainability in your life and create a positive life stance? If so, listen in as courageous women share their empowering struggle of how they came through the trenches to restart and recreate a victorious life worth living. They took their power back. Learn the secrets of how they did it, and you can too. Welcome to the Real Heart Talk podcast and 360 Network for Women. And here's your host, Pamela Duran.
Hello and welcome, Real Heart Talk listeners. You are enough. Tonight, we have a dynamo with us, Jill Sharp. She is a prophetic teacher and speaker from Alabama with a heart to see the nations one for Christ. Her call and passion is to help others mature and grow deeper in their walk with God. She is the founder and creator of Jill Sharp Ministries. It's an international ministry outreach that provides prophetic teaching content designed to encourage believers to grow stronger in their faith. And she's expanding. She's going to have Christian books, merch online, an online store, and courses and mentorship opportunities. So if you would love for her to come speak at your conference or event, you can book her on her website, which is jillsharpministries.com. And if that is not enough, she is also a board member on the board of directors for the international radio station Christian Mix 106, and she contributes as a broadcaster to the station throughout the week. And she has her show on Saturday, which I want to catch. We all need to catch Rise and Shine Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's also has devotionals on CTF TV, ctf-tv.com, where you can watch her segments. And not only does she do all that, but she has her master's degree in human resources development and a Bachelor of Science in psychology. So I am so honored. I can't go without mentioning this. She is also a musician and a vocalist. So she plays piano, performances, and sings. So that is amazing. Welcome, Jill Sharp, to our show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Pamela.
I am excited for you to be here. So I had Apostle Donna last week, and now we've got Jill, a prophetic teacher and speaker. And I just want you to share, what does that mean? And when did you feel that calling or ministry in your life? How did all that come about?
Yeah, definitely. So I never thought that I would be in this place. I actually thought that I was going to be doing music full time growing up. I was a vocalist and played piano, and I had a bunch of scholarships to go and to be a music major in college. And it was my passion. It was all I did, you know, growing up was different events and, you know, doing stuff and, you know, singing in church and doing all of that. And, you know, when I got to college, God interrupted my plans.
He does that.
Yeah, he definitely does, but it was a good thing. It was hard at the time, but a very good thing. And, you know, I dealt with a lot of kind of sinus and allergy crud, you know, when I was in college, and my voice started to have a lot of problems because I was using it so much. And so my sophomore year, I felt God tugging at my heart. And he basically was like, Jill, you're not called to be a music major. You know, I'm calling you into something different. And it was in college that my walk with God really started to deepen and grow a lot. I knew God as a kid, but kind of on a much more shallow level. And, you know, it was in college when I heard him so clearly that he wanted me to kind of lay that down and not be my full-time gig, so to speak. And that he was going to be calling me to do something different. And at the time, it absolutely broke my heart, you know, that my voice was not holding out and that, you know, my whole life I had pictured being a musician. And, you know, to have that suddenly, you know, very much kind of, you know, yanked away, so to speak, was incredibly challenging at the time. But God always knows best, you know. And so the way that he started to get me interested in what I do today, and he started really calling forth that gifting, was I was on the college campus and I sat in on a kind of a group gathering for a local Christian, kind of a thing at the community. And I sat there and it was a hangout for a while. And we had about probably 40 people there who were hungry to hear the word of God, you know, campus kids that were just really excited about that. And we sat there and I remember that night the speaker got up to speak and he was a super nice gentleman, but I remember he just sat there and read out of the Bible and that was it. And I remember thinking to myself in that moment, I was like, man, they could have done that at home. Like, what's the practical application to their life? How can that relate to them when they're hurting and when they're in pain? How are we going to disciple them and grow them? And it was in that moment that God really started talking to me. And he was like, that dissatisfaction is there for a reason, because you're called to that. You're called to help with change. You're called to help people in a place of discipleship and to go deeper in their walk with the Lord. And so I'm honored to be able to do that today. And that was really the starting place of where he kicked this journey off with me.
Wow. So you heard him clearly, and not only was it like an impression, did you hear a voice, or was it just that whole experience with that pastor just reading the Bible and then it just clicked with you?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was probably actually a series of impressions. That was a very defining moment for me where I feel like I heard from him pretty clearly, but he was working on me for quite a while. You know, I've always had a passion for, you know, helping people to dive deeper, you know, into their walk with God. And when he started to get a hold of me in college, that's what radically changed everything for me. I learned the difference between walking in, you know, shallow Christianity versus being on fire for Jesus and really living soul for him. And I just want everyone to be able to experience that. It's the best thing ever.
Well, it sounds like an amazing experience. So from that point, what did you do? What steps did you start taking to move into that ministry that you felt God calling you to?
Yeah. Well, it started off actually on that college campus. I kind of served, I helped with a group of friends. We kicked off a branch of a college ministry called Chi Alpha Campus Ministries. And so I kind of served as kind of like a campus minister for a little bit, and just, you know, loved on a small group of college kids. And, you know, that's where God started really helping me to learn how to study the Bible, how to teach. And I would just pour into the small group, you know, and we would have worship times at my cute little apartment on campus. And, you know, I would kind of talk about a message every week and it was just a blast. You know, God taught me a lot during that time. Well, after that, I entered the professional world and started working, you know, full-time job, all of that good stuff. And once I got to that place, I was able to then start branching off into some different things. And I remember God spoke to me and I was not obedient as quickly as I should have been because I was terrified. He basically said, Jill, I want you to hop on Facebook and I want you to start talking to people online and to start delivering messages on stuff. And I was extremely introverted, still tend to lean that way a little bit. And the thought of that really freaked me out. And he said, I want you to do it for everybody. Well, I took a baby step, but didn't do it completely all the way because I was a little bit scared. So I started to pay. It was just for family and friends and did that for quite a while. And eventually God tugged on me and he said, Jill, that's not what I told you to do. I told you to do it for everybody. So he nudged me and eventually got me comfortable enough where I made it public. And so I started doing all of that. And a super sweet guy named Brian Tucker reached out to me. He sent me an email and he basically said, hey, I'm helping out with a local Christian radio station. Have you ever thought about being on the radio before? And I said, no, let me pray about it and kind of see what God says. And so I prayed about it and was also terrified at that idea. You know, God has a way of bringing us out of our comfort zone. And he definitely did with me, but I prayed about it and I was like, yep, let's try it. You know? And so I messaged him back, and back at the time he was with, WIAM radio. And, that was before he launched, the radio station that I'm with today, which is Christian Mix 106. He's the director of Christian Mix 106. And so I got to be with him from the very beginning, from the start, from the launch of that ministry. And, you know, Brian really was instrumental, and Jennifer Cotney as well. She's the assistant director. Yeah. They both are not only huge friends of mine, but they were instrumental with, you know, being an advocate and really helping me to branch out into television ministry and radio ministry. And, you know, were huge supporters of what I was doing, you know, from the beginning. And so that's kind of how I got into stuff. You know, it's been a wild ride.
Fascinating. So someone that is feeling that tug, but doesn't have like a Brian Tucker to reach out to them, what kind of guidance can you share with them in order to move into that social media or whatever platform they may be on to share God's word or to share the message that God has given them?
Absolutely. I would say be faithful with the little, and God will make you a ruler over much. You know, for me, it was all about taking that small step that I was so afraid of. And, you know, it was being faithful when no one was watching my videos, when no one was hearing me. You know, because it's not about the numbers. It's about reaching that one person who needs encouragement for the day. And the other tip that I would give people who are interested in getting into this and who are interested in representing Jesus, focus on developing your character with Christ first. Mm-hmm. Focus on letting him develop you as a person. Focus on your personal walk with Jesus first and foremost. And then from that place of overflow, let it affect others and give him the glory for your ministry, from your, you know, your work, whatever it is that he's assigned you and called you to do. You know, remember that it's all about him, and let him, you know, impact you and develop you first.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. And that is so true, because we want to walk with him and we need to be the hands and feet of Jesus. What he did, let us do that here, because there's plenty of people to help. And a lot of times I think I wanted to start a nonprofit, the Give Foundation, because I felt like when you see a need, meet a need. So if I started a nonprofit, the Give Foundation, then we could just see a need and meet a need, right? It doesn't even have to, we don't even have to search for it. We could just go in our path on a daily, whatever we're doing daily. And we meet people all the time that have a need, but do we stop and really sincerely talk to them or share Jesus with them? I know I've just like been in a hurry so many times, but to me, that I feel like is where we can make a big impact, is with that and with your ministry. I mean, it's an international ministry, so you have traveled and spoke and encouraged others in their faith. So let's talk about that, your prophetic side. How did that come about? And just explain to people what that really is, because I don't know that our listeners may understand what that means.
Yeah, definitely. So I tend to operate in kind of a seer prophetic anointing, which basically what that means is God speaks to me a lot through visions and through dreams. You know, a lot of prophets, there's kind of more like the Nabi prophet flow, where they hear the word of the Lord and it comes through more in a spoken kind of a word. Seer prophets tend to be more visual. They see the word of the Lord. And, you know, even as a young kid, I saw lots of stuff, you know, and God really worked on me. I've had, you know, dreams from God. As an example, when I was getting ready to go off to college, I had a full ride and a full scholarship to go to a different college than the one that I ended up going to. And God showed me where to go via a dream that he gave me before I ended up at the current school that I, you know, went to back in the day. He showed me this beautiful tree in this dream that was in this very specific location. It was just, you know, picture perfect kind of a deal. And I was on my way to, you know, go and to tour the school with my mom. And I kind of didn't want to go. It was a snow day for us. You know, we were out of school and I was like, you know, I've already got my decision. I know where I'm going. And she said, well, let's just check it out just to be sure, you know. And I was driving along and, you know, I saw splitting image of this tree that was on the way into the campus. And it was, you know, God spoke to my heart right there. And he said, this is where I've called you to be, kind of a deal. Wow. And so I did a complete change of plans. And, you know, that campus is where God grew me the most, you know, in my walk with God, you know, initially. And so a lot of my prophetic background and where he schooled me was I struggled with really bad nightmares as a kid, struggled with sleep paralysis, you know, really scary stuff. And God in his grace really helped me to learn a place of deliverance, but I would see stuff. I had really bad nightmares. And, you know, the devil will often attack you in the places that he is most threatened by and that you're called to. And for me, I was a dreamer. And so, of course, he attacked my dreams, you know. And so it's really a powerful overcoming testimony, because that thing that was so hard for me as a child, you know, he now uses in an area of gifting where I've learned to hear his voice and to, you know, encourage others, you know, just with that particular area of my life. And so that's kind of the backstory about how he's helped me to flow in the prophetic. He's just kind of fine-tuned my voice over the years and helped me to discern, you know, what's of him and what's not of him. But lots of him speaking to me through visions and dreams. And I apply that directly with kind of the teaching stuff that he's helped me to integrate.
Amazing. So two questions. One, going to that campus, you said that's where God grew you the most. So give us an example of, like, what did you have to go through? Were you like developing all of your fruit of the Spirit at the same time, or how was God growing you, and in what way?
Yeah. You know, I think actually God has grown me the most through some of the trials that I faced and through overcoming some of those things in my life. You know, I grew some of the most at that campus, and one of the experiences that, you know, grew me a lot, I've had a couple of really big health scares in my life. And one of them happened while I was on that campus. I had a lymph node under my left arm that got bigger than the size of a golf ball. And doctors were speaking all kinds of stuff over it. Like, you have cancer, you have all this stuff. And I was incredibly sick at the time. And I just didn't accept the report. I said, nope, in Jesus' name, I'm not dying. I've got too much life. I'm not doing this. And so I began every single day for a year. You know, scripture says that God's word is like a medicine, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So every single day, I like to joke around and say that I took my Goss pill. I would read scripture on healing to myself every single morning and every single night and just soak in it. And I did this for an entire year. And that whole year while I was doing this and being super intentional with this, that lymph node kept getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, eventually it got so painful, I couldn't even sleep on my left-hand side. And it was just, you know, incredible. And I remember there was one night, it was the night before he healed me and supernaturally delivered me from this thing. I was laying in my bed and I was in so much pain. And I remember crying out to God and I said, God, I'm healed. I don't care what the symptoms say. I don't care how much pain is in my body. I know that you've done it. And what doctor said was impossible came true the next morning. And when I woke up, it was completely gone. Not an
hour. Hallelujah. God is so good.
He's taken me through several, you know, things like that should have, you know, probably taken me out, but he's been so faithful through the process. And so through those places of hardship, I learned what it is to hang on to God's love. And I learned what it is to put your faith and your hope and your trust in him. And sometimes it's the hard seasons that actually grow you the most. And I've definitely found that to be the case in my life.
I know, me too. But now you went through it, you're healed, you have that evidence, it increased your faith. And they, all the preachers, Kenneth Copeland, when you've got that faith, you're in the faith, just keep the faith and keep going in the faith, speaking that word. I love that you spoke the word. So what were some of your favorite scriptures that you said? Do you remember? Did you write them down?
I got a few memorized. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And then my other one that I love to stand on was, he was pierced for their transgressions, he was crushed for my iniquities. Yes. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes I have been healed.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, listeners, say that again. Sorry.
I stood on those for a long time.
Yes, we can stand on the word. Those are the promises. So listeners, if anyone is struggling with healing, there's a couple of scriptures, but there's more. We'll put some in the show notes for you, but they're definitely the word we can stand on for that healing. So you went through that. I wanted to kind of talk about that because I'm sure people listening are going through a rough time. They're in a rough patch. Maybe they're even wondering if they're where God wants them to be. And even though they may have heard his voice, but things are just getting so rough. So you have been through that. And God brought you forth, brought you out. He's brought you into this beautiful international ministry to share the prophetic word with others. Now, when you are speaking at conferences, does the Lord actually give you prophetic word for people that are there?
Yeah. So I get a lot of words when I pray over people individually. Is a lot of where, you know, my favorite thing is just to, you know, pray over people one-on-one, and he does speak specific words. You know, I had a close friend who, we were praying over her one day, and she basically, had not told me that anything was going on with her. And God gave me a vision when we were praying over her of her knee. And I, you know, kind of shrugged it off at first, because I was like, there's no way this person tells me everything. She would have told me what was going on. And he kept bringing the vision up. So eventually I stopped to ask, and I said, hey, has your knee been hurting you? And she said, actually, you know what? Yeah, I haven't told anyone, but it's hurting really badly. And so I prayed over her, and God healed her knee on the spot. And so, yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Done incredible miracles. And he does speak, you know.
Yes, I love the divine, especially when you just embrace it. You know, he just flows. We're conduits, right? He just flows right through us out to other people. And that is so beautiful. So for your international ministry, where do you go internationally to speak? Do you have a schedule that you keep for the year that you go to international places?
Yeah. So, I am hopeful to be able to do more travel. I still work. So I actually am a business owner. I own Jill Sharp Ministries. And then I also work a full-time job. And so I kind of do travel more part-time on the side. But I have a lot of what I do is actually via social media, and via television. So I have a lot of free videos available to the public on discipleship, which is really my heart and helping people to go deeper in their walk with God. There's 1,000 free videos on YouTube. If you want to go look up my YouTube page, I love to put out resources for people. all about growing your walk with God and developing, you know, and your walk with Christ. So I put out content almost every single day that's free to the public, on different platforms. I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube. I also contribute, you know, to radio ministry with all of that. So that's kind of more where the international piece is right now, is just my reach with the different television programs that I'm a part of and all of that. Have done a little bit of local stuff, you know, for speaking engagements and all of that good stuff, but that's what I'm involved with primarily right now. My current ministry, which is Jill Sharp Ministries, it's currently is going to have, you know, some cool stuff coming up. We've got a merch store that's about to launch. The goal is, I've got a devotional book that's in the works. It's not quite finalized enough for me to tell full details on that, but you know, coming soon. And, you know, we've got lots of exciting things, you know, mentorship opportunities. But, you know, the main thing is, my heart is to help people to grow closer in their walk with God. So we're going to hopefully have some discipleship courses going on so that people can grow deeper, you know, devotional content materials. And so I am super excited for all of that. So stay tuned, coming soon.
I love that. And I know that our listeners will too, because it's time. It's time to rise up, to take our place, to help people walk in faith, to realize that they're more than what they are. They're not stuck where they're at. Where they're going to be in 3 months is not even where they're at right now. So God can go above and do abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I love that you're mentoring. So what is your, if you can share, I know it's new, but what is your mentorship program going to look like, or what will that include as you get that ramping up?
Yeah. So I think a part of it's going to include probably just a weekly prayer, kind of a session where we can dive into prayer requests, you know, really pour into people's lives that way. Probably an exclusive video that gets out just to the mentorship group, that, you know, kind of is more towards leadership and, you know, growing in your walk with Christ kind of a deal. And then, the other part of the vision is, you know, potentially some one-on-one, you know, sessions for mentorship, you know, with me in the future, and just kind of diving into, you know, discipleship, growing you in your walk with Christ, all of that good stuff. So that's the vision. We're going to make it happen.
Yes, write the vision, make it plain. So they that run can read it. Because I feel like in this last time, you know, these are really the last days. I know that we've heard that ever since we've been born, but I mean, it just feels like it. When you have your older preacher saying, I'm going to see the Lord come back, it's not going to be long, especially the signs of the times. He's like, you don't need to watch the news. Just read Matthew 27 is what Jesse DuBain said. I mean, Matthew 24. Just read Matthew 24 if you want to know what's going on. That's the signs of the times. So it's great that we are, that you are, Jill, taking your part and your stand in your Jill Sharp Ministries. And you are educating and training the world, training them up to be as God, to walk in that path and in that ministry that they're called to be, and they may not even know it yet.
Absolutely.
Sure. So if someone feels it, but they don't know it, what would you tell them? How should they pursue figuring it out? You know, they feel something, but they just don't know.
You know,
if it's God.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what I like to tell people is figure out what you're passionate about and figure out what you're good at, what God has called you to, what he's equipped you to. And usually it's the intersection of where those two meet that God is calling you to, you know. I have a good friend, she has a heart for kids, and you know, she just, that tug would not go away for a long time. And, you know, she pressed in and she prayed about it. And she was like, God, this seems like a very weird skill set and a very, you know, weird passion. And God told her, he said, you're supposed to adopt a bunch of orphans one day. That's what I'm calling you to. That's going to be, you know, a part of your ministry. It's just loving on kiddos, you know? And so it looks different for different people, but I would say to that, don't ignore those heart tugs. Don't ignore the promptings of God, you know, because it's often in that place where you are super passionate. It's in that place where, man, you could just pray about a subject all day long because it just strikes a fire in you. Usually those are the areas that God is calling you to make a difference and where you're called to make an impact.
And I can agree with that, because I have felt that in my own life and my own spirit. And you just know when it is the Lord, because a lot of times you don't even expect that he just speaks straight through you, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's us being that vessel, right? Starting to be that vessel. Well, I cannot wait for your book to come out and to learn more about your mentorship. I think that will really raise up a lot of ministers, prophets, speakers, teachers. I love that you're teaching as well as speaking and prophesying. We need that in this end time. And if you have a word to share at the end, what would your message be to our listeners to give them some encouragement and hope and just to move forward? Just one more day, move forward.
I would say there's always hope when Jesus is with you. There's always hope. You know, I've been through some very dark times in my life with health and with, you know, being under attack. And I want to tell you, if you're in the middle of a dark storm right now, just know that storms don't last forever. That's not your final sentence, you know? And if you have not given your life to Jesus, it is the best decision that you will ever make. He sets you free from bondage. He gives you hope. You know, he is your healer, your provider. It is the best decision that you will ever make, but don't lose hope.
I love that. Jeremiah 29:11. For we know we have a hope and a future. He's got great plans for us. We just have to stay steadfast in that faith. And everyone, she's got 1,000 free YouTube videos. We got to go check them out on building our faith.
Yes.
So one last thing, Jill, I wanted to say was about your video devotional segments that you were talking about that are on the CTF TV, and that people can visit their website for more information and to view your segments, www.ctf-tv.com. So on that TV show or segment, are you focusing on faith or discipleship, or what is your topic on that show?
You know, it's actually got a wide variety of topics. You know, we talk about everything. We talk about healing. We talk about faith. We talk about deliverance, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so there's something new all the time, which is what makes it fun.
I love it. So there's a lot of places you can reach Jill. So tell us, where's the best place people can connect with you and to just really learn more and go deeper with the Lord?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've got a lot of great resources on my website, jillsharpministries.com. It's got links to my social media pages. It also has information about the different platforms that I help to contribute to. Coming soon, there's about to be a store, you know, with some cool Jesus merch on there, with some good stuff that you can reach out to, but it also has contact information. So if you need to get in touch, it's got an email address, it's got, you know, all of that good stuff, and I'd love to hear from you.
Well, I sure appreciate you being on the show, Jill, and pouring into our listeners and giving them hope and a path forward, and to realize that they're made for more. They're not just stuck where they're at, that they have a mission and a purpose. And I am grateful, so grateful that you stepped out, even scared. You did it scared. You were so courageous. And that Brian, you know, was your mentor and came alongside and just really, God, that was a God connection. I love that when people say that. It was a God connection.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, thank you for being on the air with us today. And thank you, Jill. And stay tuned for our next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the 360 Network for Women and Real Heart Talk podcast. We're so happy you could join and hope you stay tuned for the next episode.